Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Over the weekend, a government shutdown was averted. A senior USDA trade official discussed some of the possible impacts on agricultural trade if the government ever shuts down.
One definite impact that we know we will have that we have seen in past shutdowns is our export sales reports. That is not produced while the government is shut down. That is a critical tool for market intelligence for our exporters and for our industry in the United States.
Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor this week from Chile, where she led a U.S. agricultural trade mission. She adds that depending on the length of time of any sort of shutdown, there is potential of one or even both remaining trade missions for 2023 being in jeopardy.
If government is shut down through the end of October when that trade mission should be occurring, we would not be able to go and support that trade mission because our employees would be furloughed, but also all of the months and months of planning and advance work might not be able to happen for the upcoming trade mission in Angola.
On the other side of the globe, more than 250 representatives of the Chinese meat industry gathered in Shanghai at the invitation of the U.S. Meat Export Federation to look at new convenience items featuring U.S. beef and pork. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says the seminar was designed to show the versatility of U.S. products for home meal replacement and restaurant meal replacement kits.
Just some options both for retail brick-and-mortar store business as well as the online e-commerce business for delivery. Some of the items we showed, for example, was the jerky meat made from outside round on the beef side. And on the loin side, we showed some center-of-the-plate pork loin options from meal kits. And all this was designed for satisfying that demand on the convenience side.
The Chinese market, and particularly tourism, has not yet rebounded from COVID. That puts a short-term focus on home meals, with longer-term prospects for growth coming from restaurant business eventually coming back.
As compared to pre-COVID in China, the consumer is much more conservative. There's still a concern on the sickness front with COVID. So yes, I think there will be a tendency, at least the short to medium term, to continue to consume a higher percentage of meals at home versus out in the restaurants. I would estimate that that would change over time or shift a bit, but no doubt that's an opportunity today. And that was part of the reason for the seminar, was to give the trade some of these ideas on value-added options, be it in-store HMR options or even online options, e-commerce options to deliver at home some of these meal kits and restaurant meal replacement options. And the feedback from the attendees was very positive about some of these ideas.
The trade seminar made possible through support from USDA, the Beef Checkoff Program, the National Pork Board, and the United Soybean Board. U.S. Meat Export Federation's website is usmef.org. And that's Inside Agriculture. Have a safe day. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.